Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the third quarter 2016 results of the Hellenic Spa conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. The conference will be held by engineer Andrea Cangeli, managing director, and Enrico Romagnoli, CFO. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Bianca Ferzini, investor relations manager. Please go ahead, madam.
Good morning to everyone, and thank you for joining us. With me on the call, Andrea Cangeli, Hellenic Managing Director, and Enrico Romagnoli, Hellenic Chief Financial Officer and Investor Relator. Before we begin, please note that there is a remarks management makes on the conference call about future expectations, plans and prospects, and forward-looking statements. Certain statements in this call, including those addressing to the company's belief, plans, objectives, estimates or expectation of a possible future results or events, are forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements involve known or unknown risk, including the general economic and business condition and conditions in the industry we operate, and may be affected should our assumption turn out to be inaccurate. Consequently, no forward-looking statements can be guaranteed, and actual future results, performance or achievements may vary materially from those expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. The company undertakes no obligation about the content, nor to update the forward-looking statements to reflect events or circumstances that may arise after the date hereford. But let me introduce to the call Andrea Cangeli. Go ahead, Andrea.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for being with us. I'm pleased to hold this conference call after another successful quarter for the Hellenic Group. In the third quarter of 2016, sales volume was up once again, allowing the nine-month revenue total to be just shy of 180 million of euro. Profitability was in line with our expectations, maintaining itself well above the 10% mark for EBIT margin on sales for the 9 months. 2016 is on the way of marking record EBIT for the group. We are now at 19.8 million as of September 30th of the year. Moreover, as most of you are aware, net profit will be at a record high at the end of the year due to the sale of Sinofer share that we performed in the month of April and the gain we made on the sale, as Enrico Romagnoli will recall in a while. We continue to experience sustained growth both our reference business areas, medical and industrial. Specifically, revenue growth on the industrial market was 24%, driven at first place by the Chinese joint ventures, but also by our Italian operations here in Florence under the Cutlite Penta brand in the laser cutting system for sheet plastic, metal and die boards, and in the Naples operation under the Lasit brand for customized marking system for product identification and decoration within the manufacturing process. Sales increased by 11% in the medical sector, a growth driven by strong traction in several application and geographical markets. I'd like now to mention our most successful products and application in the medical field. Of course, Monolita Touch, a laser system for the treatment of vaginal atrophy, maintaining strong sales volume. Our hair removal systems, the Alexandrite One, Motus AX and Replay by Deca, Dueto by Quanta System, and Mediastar by Asclepion, the last gaining increasing market success, first and foremost on the Italian market for professional aesthetics, where the Stelov brand under which this market is now the market leader in reference, and then worldwide. And also the Discofero Pico by Quanta System, which allows the group to enter in the fast-growing, high-margin arena of the picosecond laser for tattoo and pigmented lesion removal. As you can see in the consolidated revenues and EBIT graph showing the historical sequence of the group's consolidated revenues, we are enjoying continuous and significant revenue growth since 2013, always matched by profitability growth. Our growth strategy, whose foundation had been set in the very first years after the 2008 downturn, is now displaying its full potential. Our reference markets are expected to grow according to the expectations of analysts. The medical aesthetic market, due to the increased demand as a result of a pressure for anti-aging and cosmetics, particularly involving the aging population, which has the highest propension to spending, being the major holder of disposable income. In the surgical market, our laser system offers improved clinical efficacy, reduced patient pain, downtime and side effects, and improved P&L effect for the technology holder, three elements that we expect to play a key role in the expansion of this market. Our industrial laser solution, though aiming to the traditional market of manufacturing, are addressing the most innovative parts of these markets, the firms that want to improve their flexibility and quality standards, that want to innovate, exploring new manufacturing techniques. Bottom line, in the large competitive area of global manufacturing, we are aiming to the innovators and to the most dynamic players, which are the ones that are expected to grow and succeed. And of course, we are aiming to this market by proposing a range of products which is always changed due to the effectiveness of our R&D. Research and development is the key to offer innovative products in our innovative markets and to maintain the growth rate that we reached in the last years. After this introduction, I'd like to hand the word to Enrico that will comment the financials.
Thank you. Good morning. Looking to the 9 months financial results, the group recorded a consolidated turnover of 180 million euro, up 15% over the first 9 months of last year. All the main activities of the group all around the world give a positive contribution to these results, especially in the industrial sector, as mentioned already by Andrea. The two joint ventures in China for laser cutting system increased in revenue over 35%. But also Cutlite Penta, our company based in Florence for cutting and marking laser system, increased in revenue over 40%. In medical sector, Quanta System, our company based in Milan for medical and aesthetic laser system, increased in revenue over 27%. And also Asclepion, our company in Germany, increased in revenue over 25%. So both main business of the group registered a double-digit growth, and the exchange rate, especially US dollar, yen, and renminbi, didn't have a significant overall impact when we compared the 9 months of this year with the 9 months of last year in terms of turnover increase. Looking to the profitability, for the 9 months of the year, the gross margin was 78.6 million of euro, up on the 70.2 million of euro of last year, with a reduction on impact on revenue due to a sales mix less favorable in terms of profitability respect to the last year. There was a positive leverage effect of a fixed cost. In fact, operating costs were 23 million of euro, up with an increase of 10% compared to the 9 months of last year, but they reduced the impact on sales from 13.3% to 12.7%. Staff costs amounted to 33 million of euro and showed an increase of 8.8% compared to the 30 million for the same period of last year. And the productivity of this cost aggregate increased and the incidence of revenue decreased from 19.3% to 80.3%. At the end of September of this year, the group employees are over 1,000 compared to the 965 at the end of last year. And the new arrivals have affected especially the Chinese subsidiary in Wenzhou for the new plant. EBITDA was 23 million of euro, up on 19.3 million of euro as of September last year, with a 19% increase. Moreover, the EBITDA margin improved from 12.4% to 12.8%. And also EBIT improved. EBIT was 19.8 million of euro, up on the 60 million of euro, with a 11% margin on revenue, up from the 10.4% of last year. In the 9 months, the group registered an income before taxes of 42 million of euro, up on the 70 million of euros of last year. It was impacted by the unfavorable exchange rate, and the relative differences had a negative impact on the profit and loss of these 9 months for 0.3 million of euros compared to the profit of 1 million of, for the same period last year. But the 9 months of this year have a positive effect by the capital gain of 23 million of euros on the disposal of the residual 1 million of Sinesu shares to PIX in April at $45.10 per share, with a total proceeds of $45 million of US dollar approximately. Concerning the third quarter, in the third quarter 2062, the group recorded very good results with an increase in revenue over 20% and in EBIT over 7%. The profitability has impact on sales, especially in terms of gross margin, reduced in this third quarter compared to the third quarter of last year, due to the sales mix and especially to the increase of 5% in incidence of the industrial sales on consolidated revenue. EBIT was at 10.5% on sales. Net financial position of the group increased from the beginning of the year of 42 million of euro, and it is mainly due to the sales of Sinesu sales. Shares. And during the second quarter, the group paid also dividends for a total amount of 6.4 million of euros. The net financial position of the group does not include 11 million of euros as temporary investment of cash posted in not current asset and so not be included in net financial position in accordance with accounting principle. Capex for the 9 months were over 9.5 million, 5 million during the last quarter, mainly due to the acquisition, construction, or renovation of new production plants, which hit Wenzhou, Samarate, and Calanzano sites, with a cash flow outflow for over 6 million of euro. Looking to the breakdown by area, it is Italy that was recorded the strongest growth, close to the 25%. The direct distribution networks that operate in our country, both in industrial and in medical sector, have been able to count on a range of appropriate products to customer needs, together with no negative condition from the point of view of the ability of our customer to obtain financing for the investment in technology. The group confirmed its global position with a double-digit growth on foreign markets that represent over 80% of the total revenue. In medical sector, we have a growth of 11%, The medical and aesthetic system represented the 66% of group sales, and the aesthetic segment grew with 10%. The surgery registered a growth of 3% after the great leap forward of the previous year, thanks to the explosion of the Mona Lisa touch for the treatment of vaginal atrophy. And positive was also the trend in urology field, in which plantar system application for lithotripsy and for the treatment of BPH constitute a reference standard. The physiotherapy segment grew by 21% thanks to ASA, our company based in Vicenza, leader in its niche market thanks to the quality of the products and the support services offered to the customer. Once again, the increase in after-sale service and consumables is very important. Beyond the physiological growth, due to the increase of the installed base, very significant was the contribution of consumables. First, optical fibers used in the urological surgery operation and the intense activity of upgrade on the installed system, particularly on the system used for laser depilation. In industrial segment, the increase was 24%, and especially the industrial sector now represents the 34% of total group sales. The growth of 34% in the cutting segment derives from the success of Chinese joint venture in Wuhan and Guangzhou, specialized on cutting system for sheet metal, and from the great development phases of Cutlite Penta, both in Italy and in Europe. During the quarter, it was officially opened the new factory in Guangzhou, which enables expansion of our manufacturing capacity for the Chinese market. Cutlite Penta recorded a good increase in sales also in marking segment, where it operates with Otlas brand, offering system for decoration of large surfaces, in particular wood, textile, and leather. And in the sales segment, operates successfully also LASIT, the company based near Naples, which offers customized solution for serialization and identification of the products. The decline in the segment of laser sources comes from a consistent contract delivered in the first half of last year, not repeated this year, and so excluding this contract, the turnover is growing also in the segment. Industrial service revenues up 4% over the same period last year. And finally, the guidance for the whole year of 2016 are confirmed, because we have updated them at the beginning of September, and our guidance for sales are an increase of 10% compared to the last year, and in EBIT an increase of 15% compared to the last year. Thanks to everybody, and we are waiting your answer. Your questions, please.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Mr. Renato Gargiulo of Intermonte. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good afternoon. I have a few questions. The first one is on China. You have seen a very good performance over the last quarters, plus 30% year on year. I was wondering if you can provide an outlook, also a medium-term outlook for the market. What is the potential of the market? Then second question is on medical services, because we have also seen a strong, almost 30% increase for this part of the business. Are there any specific markets, for example Japan, where this is performing better? Then a question, you have cited some operating inefficiencies related to the shift to the new Samarate plant. Is it anything material in terms of impact or on sales or not? And very last question is about 2016 guidance. Your guidance, especially in terms of revenues, is implying for the last quarter a decrease of 3-4% year on year compared to last year. Is it somewhat conservative, or are there any specific factors on the basis of it justifying this this conservative approach? Thank you.
Thank you, Renato. So I go and answer in order. China is doing very well. Our outlook is positive. As you know, in order to grow on the market, we have two issues: the market and the production capacity. Production capacity is not a problem anymore, at least for a while, because we have a new factory with a large production capacity which is still unexpressed. The market, we, as maybe we said other times, we were a little bit, let's say, worried at the end of last year about China's potential in terms of absorption, but 2016 has turned to be a very good year with increasing market absorption of our product. This is due to a good, to a better than expected economic condition of China and to a good positioning. As I mentioned, we are targeting the most healthy part of the manufacturing world, the part that wants to grow, the part that wants to innovate. And for this reason, we believe that we have good growth capacity in China, of course. So the outlook is positive. We believe that we can continue in a positive growth trend. About medical service, there are specific markets. We have good positioning in the service in Japan, but the main growth driver for this year has been the increase of consumption in optical fibers for urology procedures. This is something that, with the increase of the sales of the lithography, in particular systems, we put on the market revenue generators in terms of fiber optics, because each new laser generates a certain amount of revenue in terms of new fiber optics that needs to be used for the lithography surgery. So this was the main driver. Then there were several smaller ones. In general, it is our intention to move towards a slow shift of increasing recurring revenues, and for the time we have been able to manage a shift into an increasing amount of recurring revenue with respect of the new boxes revenues on a consolidated basis. Quanta Samarate's factory, it will improve efficiency if, as planned, volume will increase materially. Of course, the issue in Quanta was that within the former plant, we were not able to increase the production capacity anymore, and therefore the company, though facing a large number of orders, was forced to increase the backlog and couldn't satisfy with its production all demand. Now we have a large production plant, and we are planning to increase production and therefore efficiency, though it hasn't been in a primarily an efficiency decision, but it has been a capacity decision to move to a larger plant. Efficiency will be improved, but we'll see this especially when we will reach higher levels of turnover. About the fourth quarter of 2016, yes, you're right if you do the math, but we didn't want to adjust again the guidance at 1.5 months to the end. As we have said before, this is our guidance. We believe we are strongly on it. And it wouldn't have I mean, we didn't feel like adjusting it by a few points. We are very confident that the numbers that we have exposed will be beaten, but we didn't change our formal guidance.
Okay. Thank you. Just if I may, a follow-up on CapEx, on investments. At the moment, are you planning any significant new investment like the ones you did in China or not? Thank you.
We are planning investments for 2017, also that will involve restructuring or building of new manufacturing plants. We have two main plants that needs major handling, let's say, which are the Jena factory for Asclepion and the other factory in Vicenza. Though it is unclear yet if this investment will be held in 2017 or later, because rather than decisional process, we have the authorization process, which might take a while, and therefore we might see some CapEx towards the end of the year and some in 2018. We don't have yet a firm plan, though we know that if the demand stays high as it has been in the last years, we will need to undergo these investments.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The next question is from Mr. Andrea Bonfà of Banca Aletti. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, good afternoon to everybody. I got essentially two questions. One is related to the mix in the third quarter. I do apologize because I lost part of the conversation as I was cut off from the line. But if you can just explain to us why sales were much stronger than operational leverage, if there were some specific factor in terms of mix that we need to take into account, also in the light of the strong performance of the industrial business, which was up, on my number, 42% on the quarter. And the second question is related to the industrial division specifically, and if you are confident that you can sustain this kind of growth rate, or if there is some anticipation effect from some fiscal Italian government sponsor fiscal initiative, or in the light of the prosecution of this fiscal incentive, do you see that the demand is absolutely sustainable? And if I may, as a last third question, if you can remind us what is your pipeline, let's say, of new products or material evolution of existing product which will impact 2017 figures. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the question, Andrea. So the sales mix, the issue is the following. The gross margin and also the EBIT margin as of today of the industrial business, and particularly of the Chinese business, are materially lower than the medical, the gross margin and EBIT margin that we are tracking. We expect them to grow in the future, but still we are not at the optimal dimension. Therefore, with the increase of the weight of the industrial, we have a lowering of the gross margin and EBIT margin. This is by large strokes the whole picture. Then we might have details. I mean, also our gross margin in medical are not always constant, and we might have encountered also a small reduction in gross margin in this quarter. But the big picture is that the higher in this phase, the higher the revenues in industrial, the lower the margin, of course, within the small oscillation that we have seen fiscal effects. Of course, we have had an incredible success in Italy in the first month, also due to the 140% depreciation. We believe that the fiscal policy won't be negative in 2016. Actually, the so-called Industry 4.0 plan by the Italian government is going to enhance, under certain circumstances, the tax deduction for investments. In fact, this might negatively affect the fourth quarter of 2016 because there might be investors that decide and elect to wait to invest in order to make sure or to wait and to grab the 240-250% depreciation, which is within the fiscal package that has been provided by the Italian government. Pipeline. The pipeline is always hard to give you a pipeline because this is a very sensitive issue with respect to competition. What I can say here is that we are working on several projects that I can give you two products that have already been released on the market in their very first units, which is the high-power holmium laser for BPH, which is less innovative than the thulium laser for BPH, but is able to target a large installed base for replacement. And Jena Surgical, the company based in Jena for surgical application, is presenting for the first time its cleared unit at the Medica exhibit, which is held during this current week. And the Thunder high power hair removal system, which has been developed by Quanta System. Of course, we have also in our pipeline innovation involving new applications. As you know, I can tell you, and it is also mentioned in our report in the section of R&D, we are well ahead with the definition of a process for wound healing with a special reference to diabetic foot. Even though we have a prototype, we have a working model, we will need, in order to be successful into that specific segment, to move to more clinical proof of that, let's say, concept. And so it will be a work to be performed in 2017 to have all what is needed to support an important sales expectation for that particular application. We have other applications which are in that phase. Nothing I can now disclose as base of revenue growth in 2017, which anyway can also be obtained by the physiological growth of our several application already in place.
Thank you very much, Andrea. I didn't catch, the new product of Jena Surgical. If you can repeat that.
It's a high-power holmium laser for BPH, for the benign hyperplasia of the prostate. A high power which is able to deliver up to 130 watts, but is also able, due to its technical configuration, to perform at a very high repetition rate, which makes it extremely effective also when working in the low power range for lithotripsy.
Okay, thank you. If I may, what about, this, let's say, the fat reduction market? Are you still working on it, or...?
We are still working. Yes, we are still working, but we don't have yet a unit with a clinical support that allows its launch. We will be able to launch when we will have enough clinical support with enough supporting data, also involving a follow-up according to the standards which are now requested in order to support this kind of system.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Once again, to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is from Henry Hilgarth of Quaro Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, thank you very much for taking my question. Just one quick question on your very strong balance sheet and whether anything had changed there, whether you had decided that this was, in fact, investment that would end up in M&A, or whether you want to keep a cash position, or whether this is something that you're going to reinvest organically. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for the question. Basically, we're open to all the solutions. We are now investing organically in operations for growing our businesses. Of course, the investment involves the increase of net working capital. Increase involves the investment in our plants, as we have done. And since we have several different markets, both geographically and in terms of products, we have also several commercial activities in which and marketing activities in which the money is going to be invested. But at this point, probably net working capital in this moment is something which could help the internal growth. For what concerns M&A, we have also M&A within our strategic weapons for growth. We are, though, very careful. In this moment, we don't feel we want to go through transformational M&A transaction that would change the face of the group. But we would like, and we are working under this point, but we are not moving anywhere until we are extremely confident in what we have on hand. We would like to undergo maybe smaller M&A transaction in order to complete our product portfolio with some complementary products, or to increase our presence in certain strategic countries where through the direct presence of the group, we can improve our sales volume and profitability. You will probably see the balance of the net financial position maintain itself high for a while. We know that everybody wants to see this money spent in order to see further growth. We are working to obtain further growth, and we will, though, be very careful in spending the machine and in the money, and we are not planning to return money to investors by the means of an extraordinary dividend or something like this. We are planning to keep the money in the company in order to have more strategic options for the future growth.
Thank you very much.
We have a follow-up question from Mr. Andrea Bonfal of Banca Aletti. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi again. Andrea, I was wondering if you elaborate a little bit on your, let's say, standard guidance. I think you told us in the past that your sustainable growth rate is between 5 and 10% every year. I was wondering if you can already commit now for, a guidance for next year, and above all, if you have discussed internally which kind of operational leverage shall we expect for next year, i.e. if we can apply a rule of thumb for every X percentage of your growth rate at EB level, for instance. Thank you very much.
Andrea, thank you for your question. We are, elaborating our plans in detail in this period of the year, though unfortunately I cannot tell you anything more than I have already told you before, which in essence is that, yes, we feel that we can keep a good growth in our revenues based on the range that you mentioned. And we feel that in order to keep this growth rate, we don't need a material increase of our running fixed costs. But I cannot go in any more detail than these two sentences I just said.
Very useful. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Engineer Canjoli, there are no more questions registered at this time.
So I thank everybody for being with us this afternoon, and with Enrico Romagnoli, we...